This episode of the Ethisys podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number. Sync is subscription-free and is available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
With the Ethisist, I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
I work for a nonprofit organization that sometimes provides limited funds for our clients' prescriptions. An impoverished client hoped we could fill his script for anti-seizure medication. We could not because of a lack of money. I take the same drug, same strength, for a different and more minor condition, and usually have extra at month's end. I am tempted to anonymously share my drugs, illegal and possibly dangerous, but considering his suffering, is it really wrong? R.I., Pontiac, Michigan.
It is wrong for just the reasons you cite. Delivering prescription drugs without a doctor's supervision could imperil the health of the client and put you and your organization in legal jeopardy. Your generosity would also come at the expense of an insurance company's profits, a concern of some ethical, albeit little emotional, weight. That is, the pills are not yours to give in this way. But if you do so after consulting a doctor, and the cops are on your trail and you need a place to take it on the lam, you can hide out in my basement. Or could if I had a basement. But the satanic insurance companies won't let me. Okay, it's not their fault. I live on the fifth floor of an apartment building. In the clash of two goods, the company's profits, the seizure sufferer's health, my heart is with you. Some moral conduct accommodates law-breaking. In desperate circumstances, people respond with desperation. The way to promote law-abiding conduct is to change those circumstances, something that can be done only as a community in Western Europe, apparently, at least until healthcare reform fully takes effect. But the injunction to work for social justice, a process that might fail and, even if successful, can be painfully slow, is small comfort when you face someone in immediate dire need. Although there are few individualist solutions to this problem, there is something else to try. Michigan's Medicaid program provides some drug coverage. You should investigate your client's eligibility and help them through any bureaucratic thickets or prohibitive copays.
This episode of the Ethisys podcast is brought to you by voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Letter number two.
I was biking near Grand Central when a police officer opened his door without looking, which is illegal, by the way, and knocked me down. While the cop who doored me sat in his patrol car, other officers, there were many around, the vice president was in town, filled out all the proper reports, had an EMT check my minor injuries, and urged me to go to the hospital. I declined. I did not need treatment, and my bike was fine. Now people are telling me to sue. I have no ill will toward the cop, but would like to make him and the public aware of how dangerous his behavior was. Should I sue? Stephen Mann, New Jersey.
It is a fine thing to alert this officer and the public to what Noah Budnick of Transportation Alternatives, an advocacy organization for cyclists and pedestrians, confirms is a leading cause of injuries to cyclists. But your contemplated lawsuit is an improbable way to accomplish that. You incurred no cost to repair your battered frame or your bikes. Nor do you mention significant pain and suffering, or emotional trauma, or lost work time, which a court would address, assuming your case is found to have merit, which you might want to talk about to your lawyer. What's more, while the mere threat of a lawsuit, or the prospect of paying punitive damages, could be edifying, or for that matter, a source of resentment for the officer, the press and the public are unlikely to notice this litigation, unless you were doored by Officer Angelina Jolie. Even if you win, the NYPD is not apt to revamp its training. You do better to ally yourself with groups like Transportation Alternatives that are already addressing this problem. Your benevolent feelings toward the cop who doored you are neither here nor there. Had he harmed you in a way for which a court might order restitution, you could still seek that. Animosity can be a goad to litigation or broader social change, but it is not absolutely required to pursue either. This week's questions were read by Gemma DePalma, a private chef in New York. You can send your questions to ethicists@nytimes.com, where we say Lashana Tova to our Jewish listeners and offer best wishes for Eid al-Fitr to our Muslim listeners, even though south of Chambers Street.